Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. But your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one inch to his height? And why do you take thought for clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? For nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. For while we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And God proved his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.